Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fears. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, I be front line. Emacs in his prime, cure and can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth, time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street.
Welcome back once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 10, Verse 47 already. An abbreviation acronym for MAN is Music, Activism, News. For those listening to 3342 Music on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call in the 646-478-0944 phone number, like the 216-317 phone caller did. We'll get to you in just a couple of minutes. If you're sending in any music or any commercials, send it MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, half pen, pencil, papers, laptop, desktop, smartphone, for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line to see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, you can stay silent. You'll go back on hold. But if you change your mind, all you have to do is just hang up, call right back, or press the one key if you didn't do so in the first place. I want to let people know that Common Sense Radio airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. YouTube of Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. Twitter page is Alfred Porter, JR numeral 1, that's Alfred Porter Jr. 1. Hip Hop Workshop numeral 2 on Twitter, that's Hip Hop Workshop 2. Or Man in the Street 13, that's Man in the Street 13, all on Twitter. Instagram is Junior Alfred Porter. Facebook is Joseph Motley JR, period. Facebook Kent and Angelica. Facebook HHWorkshopRecords.com. Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio. For music, you can go to 3342music.com. That's www.3342music.com. OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. Facebook Pete Weeks. Web page of blackonblackcleveland.com. The Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com, where we will be on for an extended 15 minutes starting from 5 to 6. 15 p.m., Brother EP will be in the house, Adams Board, Diane Devine, and her artist, as well as the fact that you can check out on Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc., or Facebook, Alfred Porter Jr. period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat, YouTube page of Miss Commentary Cleveland. That's Miss Commentary and then space Cleveland. For those looking for internet, thelogtv.com. For hiring, www.templabor.org, or the YouTube channel of We Are Cleveland. Power Groove Records, YouTube channel, Power Groove Records, We Are Cleveland. Before I go to any salutations or give you a top 10 list from a Monday through a Monday in Cleveland, let me go to 216317, 216317. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing phenomenal. And just who am I talking to?
Yes, this is Chelsea Brown, the Chocolate Fox, the first lady of Cleveland Hip Hop. It's crazy.
Wow. You sound like you have a new lease on life. With that being said, what's going on with you right now?
Oh, nothing much. I had to make a few moves, so I'm down in Atlanta, but I had to definitely call Answer Live Talk Radio, you understand?
Thank you so much for calling in, and with that being said, what's going on? Because I hear this is an extremely busy week for you.
Yes, I have my skating party coming up again. I did it last month. It was great. They featured me on Fox 19 News, Action 19 News, with the skate party. So it's for, you know, kids that's going through any type of mental disorder. So we're bringing awareness to mental health. Be mentally healthy is the slogan. And we're having a skate party this Saturday at Zelma George.
Wow. And so, with that being said, it seems like you have been extremely successful in getting the message out. So I'm going to ask you, what message are you trying to get out?
The message that I'm trying to get out is be mentally healthy. So it's a period behind each word because it all stands for itself. So be is like be, like living. You have to be in the land of the living. You have to be. And we're all blessed to, you know, be alive, anyone that's under the sound of my voice, so we're able to be because we are here. And so mentally is your mentality, which is your mindset, and that is so very important. So we want to address that. And then healthy is, you know, a healthy lifestyle. It doesn't just mean mentally. It means, like, exercising, eating right, working out, staying positive, being in positive environments, and doing, you know, healthy mental exercises as well.
Beautiful. And with that being said, I know a lot of people are like, okay, they may want to get the young people or their family or be involved with what's coming up this coming Saturday. So the question is, how can they?
Yes, you can call Victory Empowerment at 440-306-4584. The information on the flyer we have in the skate party is Zelma George. That's 3155 Martin Luther King Jr. Drive. 3155 Martin Luther King Jr. Drive. It's at Zelma George from 12 to 2:30 p.m. And it is free. Everything is free. Even the skate rental, you have to bring nothing but your little self. You know, the children. It could be family skate as well if the parents want to come out. But we just want to send a message of, you know, the stigma of mental health and make it, you know, commonplace for people to talk about it at the dinner table.
Wow. I can say I appreciate that very much. And I'm going to ask you, why is that such an important topic for you?
It's such an important topic to me because I went through the struggles of having a mental disorder when I lost my mom. So it was devastating, and it affected every aspect of my life, even as far as my progression and everything. So I just want to help and give back and let people know that even when they're dealing with grief counseling, you can still move forward. And if someone can move forward and, you know, handle it better than myself and my best friend, Sherry, if they can handle it better than either one of us, then we feel like we're doing something.
Amen. Amen. And with those things being said, having gotten some of those major particulars out of the way, now I get a chance to ask you, the first lady of Cleveland hip hop, give us part of that history, please.
Yes. So I go back, me and my girlfriend, rest in peace, Slick Big Biggie fan. We were at Beckman Hall with DJ Johnny on the Social Crew, and it was just, you know, parties that was going, and there's a bunch of guys always on the mic entertaining and, you know, having a good time. And, you know, I'm like, well, I want to, you know, get on the mic. And so we encouraged each other to get on the mic, and I grabbed the mic first, and the rest is history. So I'm really the first one to do it, and I'm glad that, you know, Johnny O can bear witness, because he's like, you know, the gatekeeper for hip-hop or something like that.
I like what you said, because that is a phenomenal title for him, the gatekeeper of Cleveland hip-hop. And with that being said, I have to ask you, and it's a real question. There are so many people that I run into, a lot of them, who have maybe been involved with hip-hop down through the years, and there are some people who are just disgruntled, bitter, but you happen to be one of those who's still working, still putting out new material. Your attitude is so nice. Tell me, what keeps your attitude the way it is, because when it comes down to it, you're a joy to be around.
Oh, thank you. I work at it. It's all kind of techniques and coping skills that, you know, you have to do. Positive affirmations. I say that, you know, to myself daily. I make sure that I get at least an hour of something reading, something positive or something that is raising my awareness about something. So I do that a lot. So I always try to do something, some type of mental exercise every day to remain cognizant of, you know, my level of happiness, if I'm on a happy level, or if I'm sad, because I'm not perfect. I'm human too. So I still struggle with the loss of my mom. And, you know, then I lost my father, my sister, both my grandmothers, my papa. So that's like my whole line. And so that's a lot of people. So I have to, you know, again, remain cognizant of where I am mentally, like check my temperature and see where I'm at. If I'm in the positive frame or a negative, low, dark frame.
Got you. And that is greatly appreciated. I have to now just ask you, for those people who are a fan or they want to hear your music, like families and others know where they can catch you and how to be a part of what's going on this coming Saturday. But when it comes to your music and all of that, how can people follow, become a part of, join in to your movement?
I'm gonna put something together, like a catalog or something, because I don't have like nowhere you can just go specifically right now for my music. I think, I don't know for sure if it's on my site. I'm still working on my site. It's firstladyclevelandhiphop.com, and first is the number one, ST. So it has my story on there. You can see all of that. I don't know if it's, I think I have a song or two on there, but I'll probably put some songs on there in the near future.
Excellent. And I just want to thank you very much for still being relevant. Is there anything that you would like to bring up before you go enjoy the rest of your time in the ATL?
I just want you guys to know how important mental health is. Mental health matters. It's so much. We have to take time out to be about ourselves. We have to make sure that we are together before we can try to help anybody else. We have to stand up for ourselves. And also we have to hold our own selves accountable. We have to hold ourselves accountable. So always try to do something positive, stay positive, do something nice to help somebody. And if you see somebody in your family, someone that you're close to, and they move differently, check on them and make sure they're right, because it starts in the mind first. So thoughts become things. So there's no health without mental health.
Wow. I appreciate that very much. You said a lot. Enjoy the rest of the vacation, and we'll look forward to seeing you for that important event coming up this weekend.
Thank you so much, Al Supporter Porter.
No problem. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Be squeak. Bye-bye. That was phenomenal. As a matter of fact, I am enjoying the way the program has moved so far. I guess the one thing that I should do now, before I take my break, is to let you know a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. A top 10 in music and entertainment. Starting at number 10. Number 10 coming through. Definitely, you just heard about it. The skating party that's going on this coming Saturday for the family. That's a blessing thing in itself. And she kept it very separate and had it just as a skating party for a month. And so, of course, that is Chocolate Fox, the first lady of Cleveland hip-hop. Number 9, debuting. It's like number 10 debut. Number 9 debuting. Black Tone, the Silverback. My Family Gone, the Young Dolph tribute. Number 8, debuting. Summer. You can find S-U-M-M-A, Summer. Whole Lot is the name of the song. It's hot. And it's been building up, and it finally went on and charted. Number 7 moving up, because they are doing the grocery giveaway. Even Mama Porter had a couple of bags of groceries for them. Number 7 moving up is BWE LLC. She also had 2 songs, I'm Better and the Rob Rosé tribute to promote a Rob Rosé. Number 6 moving up. Okay, we have some things moving up. The Actual Tannis, Bashir Jones, Diss. Number 5 moving up, Sheriff Kilroy, What Time Is It on YouTube. GMS Hood Famous TV getting a lot of buzz, and a lot of other people are sharing it, which means more than if it's just the artist sharing it themselves. It kind of says a lot more when others are doing that for you. Number 4, all upcoming weekend holiday events. Number 3, debuting is none other than the Mr. Milligrand Memorial Tribute, which was held yesterday. Number 2, debuting, because of the large crowd and the buzz, debuting is the Tower City Rock Concert that happened last Thursday. Number 1, moving up on Facebook, it was the Art McCoy BMA Bus and Car Caravan Sustained Protest. Such people included on-air personalities, Larry H. Gardner, Fred Barkley Facebook Live. It was Facebook, Art McCoy's BMA Bus and Car Caravan Sustained Protest Part 3. You also had the BMA bus playing music, a bus full of people taken from Kipling down there to join the Black Contractors, SCLC, National Leadership. Man in the Streets was there, so I had to let you know that part. Before I go to anything else, I need to say prayers are definitely needed for Daniel Woods and family. Also, number 2, Milton family. She had children who had COVID. And let's see who else. Dolores Gray, she had gotten the shots, and I guess maybe that's what's keeping her intact. But for those people who say, man, I ain't getting no shot if I can still get COVID, her parents and grandchildren had COVID or have COVID. Yeah, a lot of our people definitely need prayer right now. Definitely need prayer. Include Mama Porter. Let's see. What else is going on out here? I guess I should tell people what's happening. Because if I don't tell people what is happening, I'll be in trouble because I'm not telling you what's happening. So it is certain things that happen that I will say, such as Young Dolph, D-O-L-P-H, Young Dolph, Adolph Robert Thornton Jr., August 11th, 1985 to November 17th, 2021, better known by his stage name, Young Dolph, was an American rapper. In 2016, he released his debut studio album, King of Memphis, which peaked at number 49 on the Billboard 200 chart. He was featured on, of course, T. Genesis hit single, Cut It. So he was featured on that particular single, O.T. Genesis hit single, Cut It. It peaked at number 35 on the Billboard Hot 100. But Young Dolph's seventh album, Rich Slave, was released in 2020 and became his highest charting project, debuting at number 4 on the Billboard 200. On November 17, 2021, he was shot and killed in Memphis, Tennessee. Out of all things, fucking bakery? Is this unbelievable? Unbelievable. Just unbelievable when it came time for that. But, yeah. So we did lose Young Dolph. For those people who want to know more, Memphis, Tennessee, the police in Tennessee did tie a car used in the killing of rapper Young Dolph to a shooting that left a woman dead and wounded another person days before the ambush on the hip-hop artist, authorities said, which the two men exited a white Mercedes-Benz and fired shots into a Memphis bakery, of all things, where Young Dolph was buying cookies the past Wednesday and killed him. Memphis police said, and that's just today, they had released photos taken from surveillance video that captured the shooting, but no suspect information had been released and no arrests were made. The same car was used in a November 12th shooting in the city of Covington, located about 40 miles, 64 kilometers north of Memphis. Yeah, that's interesting. They said the Mercedes followed another vehicle out of a nighttime high school football game. At an intersection, two people got out of the Mercedes and fired about 40 rounds from high-powered rifles into the other car. Two women were shot. One woman died of her wounds, and the other woman remained hospitalized. So they found the evidence in the Mercedes-Benz that tied the car to both shootings. That is just unreal, unreal in itself. Also, LaFleur, for those people who may not know the full name, Art LaFleur, he passed, and he was at the age of 78. He played in Field of Dreams and Sandlot. So, of course, he was an actor. Prolific actor known for his role as Babe Ruth in the classic movie The Sandlot, and as another baseball player in Field of Dreams. It was a 10-year battle with Parkinson's disease. He was 78. And so there you go. He was born in Gary, Indiana in 1943, and then he later moved to none other than Los Angeles in 1975 to pursue an acting gig, and he got his first gig in 1977 and landed his first major movie role in 1980 with The Hollywood Knights. And his last major role was 2006 as the Tooth Fairy in Santa Claus 3. So there you have it right now when it comes to certain news. I want to let people know that next Monday, you can look for it at the Alfred Porter Jr. Facebook page. There will be 5 p.m. next Monday, Heritage Middle School in East Cleveland, I believe 14410 Terrace Road, 137 shots remembered the murder of Timothy Russell, Melissa Williams. That is what is upcoming next week. It's, I will say, to a degree, it's a holiday week for those who celebrate it. I don't think too many indigenous people will, but just stay safe. Family of slain Alicia Pointer, they gathered at the abandoned home she was found in. If you remember, I mentioned the vigil and when we joined in to the finding of the body on Savannah, I believe the 14500 block. Ernest L. Smith, the councilman of that ward, King Swisher was with him for Oppressed People's Nation. Myself, the vice president of Fathers Lives Matter, Alasi. The BMA bus came up, everybody comforting the family. And then they, over the weekend, excellent results as the family of 22-year-old Alicia Pointer was kidnapped, tortured, killed, and found in a burned-out house in East Cleveland, gathered at the abandoned home her body was found in as the city demolished the home the past Saturday. It was a very surreal moment as you had Black Man Army, Black on Black Crime, Inc., Fathers Lives Matter out there. Pointer's body was found in the home in the 14500 block of Savannah in East Cleveland. She died from gunshot wounds, and her death was ruled a homicide. Ward 3 East Cleveland City Councilman Ernest Smith said the house was already red tagged for demolition last year, but he wanted to speed up the process after Pointer's death. It's a tragic incident like this. I felt my colleagues felt and the mayor felt that it was very, very important to get rid of this eyesore, said Smith, for not only the family but for members of the community, especially my neighbors and residents that reside on Savannah. Catherine Pointer, Alicia Pointer's aunt, said she received a call the day before informing her of the upcoming demolition and quickly rallied her family together. I said, be there, wear your shirts, because this is the reason why we're here, because of my niece. So we're going to support her and let her name remain in everyone's memory, even in their mouth, said Catherine Pointer. Catherine Pointer said the demolition provides a small sense of closure to her family, and she's thankful for the support they've received from the community. Grateful, some sense of closure, but not a lot, but just grateful, said Catherine Pointer. This really rocked Cleveland. So we have gotten a lot of support, and it's thankful that people in a time of tragedy didn't forget about us from the beginning to even present. Everyone has just really embraced us, and it's been wonderful. Four people in connection with Alicia Pointer's death have each been indicted on 2 counts of aggravated murder as well as 1 count of kidnapping. Police have not said what role each suspect allegedly played in Alicia Pointer's kidnapping, torture, and murder. Investigators said her attackers believe she had information connected to an unrelated deadly shooting in Cleveland days earlier. Police are unsure whether or not Pointer knew anything about the crime at this time. And like I said out there, I was only out there to support the family. That was it. Usually, like I told the news, I would have to use a bullhorn. But I'm glad that we didn't have to use a bullhorn. I'm glad. I didn't have to use one. All what I had to do was keep it civil and let the family speak. And that was it in a nutshell. Let the family speak for themselves. That's it in a nutshell. I'm going to take the time while I can, play a song. The Browns did what they were supposed to do locally. If a team is 0-8 and one tie, you don't want them to be 1-8 and one tie after they leave you. So it was ugly, but the Browns went on and did what they should have done and won. So with that being said, why not play this particular song from none other than the Dog Nation for the Kai Dog Crew.
Welcome, out-of-town fans and NFL teams, to our fine city of Cleveland. My name's Sputnik, and I'll be your host for today's professional butt-whooping. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Let us welcome everybody to the Cleveland Browns Show. Dog Pound and Suave Gotti, the sweetest combo. Eating Blackbird Ravens while riding a Bronco. And a Charger to us ain't nothing but a 9-boat. See the Cleveland force like Obi-Wan Kenobi, Trayvon Coley, Larry Ogunjobi. Our defenders are fat boys, screaming in jail. Exhale, inhale, equalizer Denzel. Ward on the set, Jason Treader is a threat. Chris Hubbard and Danny Vitale, put him in check. Antonio Callaway receiving the wide. David Noku about to slide. Carlos Hyde with my Cleveland crew. We got cages for you Bengals and you Panthers and your Lions. It's the Cleveland Zoo. Just meet us on the field. We don't talk, we ball. And your balls ain't long enough to walk with dogs. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
A red, brown, and orange, and white stripes. The seed town lights, getting the Cleveland crowd hype. I'm Bernie, I'm Brian Sykes. Get the gurney after the hype. Hut one, hut two, busting through any line. It's the Cleveland crunch crew. Can ride the Cleveland connoisseur of the art of war. And I run with carnivores that can show you how to score. Anytime, any place, anywhere, in your face. We the dogs of the state, and we came to penetrate any front line. It's crunch time, better get the game tight. We go flame like we dogs off the chain, right? You know it, Jeff. And I got a poet flow. See you in Mars, Cleveland Browns. We came to overthrow. Moving like a locomotive through the county. Cuyahoga, where my brownie. Bust that dog like where the pounds be. East, see the west side, they surround me.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Hugh Jackson of the city, Suave Gotti is the coach. No more ties, my guys, we want obvious results. The Steelers get stole on, Chiefs better hold on to they feathers, cause we about to get our roll on. Sean Coleman on, Joe Schobert on, Jarvis Landry holding his own, going long.
Recording live on your your iPhone. A message to you Eagles and you Jets and you Falcons, it's a no-fly zone. Tyrod Taylor, Joe Batonio, Terrence Mitchell, that's my homie though. Kevin Zettler is a hot stepper with real weapons like Demarius Randle and Jabril Peppers. What we do to you Saints and you Giants and you Texans, hit you in the midsection, snatch an interception. We the greatest on the field, all you Raiders and you Bills and you Buccaneers fans, we gon' take it to your grill. Baker Mayfield in the sky like Berkeley, surround him with dogs like Collins and Kirksey. It's a team full of mutants from my synopsis and my man Miles Garrett, that's Colossus. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Yeah. We're gonna shout out the Big Dog execs. Big Dog execs like Hard Times, GMS, Boomin' Entertainment, Joe Boom, and Studio 53.
Man, there it is. Needed to hear that. Needed to hear that. I also wanted to at least, man, when I first dropped that first album for the 2009-2010 era, actually it was 2010, the Cleveland police officer who once mistook a woman's dead body for a deer, and I remember talking about that, fired for drunken driving. A Cleveland police officer who once mistook a woman's dead body for a deer on the side of Interstate 90 was fired a couple of weeks ago after he pleaded guilty to drunken driving. As Cleveland Safety Director Kerry Howard fired Officer Matthew Prince 7 months after Prince pleaded no contest to drunk driving in Rocky River. Prince was ordered to pay a $1,000 fine and put on probation. Howard explained he fired Prince in a letter notifying the officer of the decision. He noted several details of the January 8th drunk driving incident. Ooh, I wonder what some of them were. He faked taking a blood alcohol content test during his arrest. He falsely told Rocky River police that a woman had been driving. Rocky River police found a bottle of Jack Daniel's whiskey under Prince's car seat. During the stop, Prince also told a Rocky River police officer he hoped the officer would contract COVID-19. Yep. So there you go. Even Jeff Fulmer, she better not have nothing to say about it. He was also arrested. Berea police arrested Prince on suspicion of drunken driving in 2015. In that case, Prince eventually pleaded guilty to having physical control of a car while intoxicated. He paid a $300 fine and was placed on probation for 1 year. Prince made headlines in 2010 when an internal affairs investigation found he and another officer were called to investigate what drivers reported seeing a woman's body, which had been dumped on the side of Interstate 90 near West 41st Street. Prince and his partner drove by the woman's nude body without stopping and told a dispatcher to have ODOT pick up a dead deer. The woman, Angel Bradley Crockett, had been beaten, robbed, strangled, and dumped on the roadside. The two officers then returned to the West Park Cemetery, where they spent the next 2 hours of their shift doing nothing. Investigators later found that Prince and David Muniz spent more than 20 hours at the cemetery and more than 3 hours parked in the parking lot of Christie's Cabaret in the Flats, doing nothing while they reported they were responding to high-priority calls on patrol. Well, there you have it as I get off of my 15-foot step ladder. Sometimes justice comes late, but when justice comes. And that's what happened on that issue. Justice came. I also want to say, wow, that is very, 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 very deep. The good news in the other case, 6 suspects in custody, 4 charged. 1 was still on the run, Felicia Pointer's murder. like I told people, that was not black-on-black crime. That was a savage on a queen. When you start addressing things different, you can hold your own people and you mourn even differently. You do, because you realize a young lady was murdered. The seventh suspect, identified as Hakeem Ali Shomo, is still on the run. As Ice Cube would say, fucking coward. Also, before I do anything else, getting rid of that, not so much the old news, but news of what happened, not this past Saturday, but the Saturday before last, the day of the gospel show, I ended up being asked by the father of Arthur Keith. He was like, hey, and I said, what? He says, the year anniversary, November 13th, we need you to lead this rally. So the family of Arthur Keith renewed his demands for justice Saturday, November 13th, on the first anniversary of the 19-year-old's fatal shooting by a Cuyahoga Metropolitan Housing Authority police officer. And, of course, Refuse Fascism showed up, Divine Victory, Dantes Taylor, so that means Black Man Army, Black on Black Crime. As Keith's father stood in the cold and made a desperate plea for justice for his son during a protest outside of the CMHA on Woodland Avenue in Cleveland, the police headquarters. We're out here seeking justice for my son, Arthur Keith, said Scott Hawkins. He was killed a year ago, and they found the cop not guilty, which he shot him four times in the back. That's not justified. We want justice. He was killed by a CMHA police officer at the King Kennedy apartment complex in the Central neighborhood on November 13th, 2020. Black Lives Matter, Cuyahoga County was there. Alicia Kirkman from the Angela Miller Foundation, she even talked about issue 24 passing and the importance of it. And Council-elect Richard Starr was there as well. So it was a very, very deep event. Police said they approached a van suspected of being involved in a shooting. When they encountered Keith inside, officers said he pulled the gun on him, forcing him to open fire. Witnesses say Keith was shot in the back, though, as he tried running away. It's been tough on me and my family, said Hawkins. A grand jury determined, based on BCI findings, that the officer acted reasonably in the fatal shooting of Keith. So I guess reasonable if somebody breaks into the house or where I'm at or the apartment, they turn and run outside the door. If I shoot them four times in the back or if they're running down the hall, I'm going to say that's reasonable. When they made this decision, nobody was there to represent us. The lawyer wasn't there. The family members weren't there. They didn't even call any of the witnesses. So I just don't understand how they could come up with a decision like that, said Father Hawkins, Scott Hawkins. Ward 5 Councilman-elect Richard Starr was among the demonstrators. He said he stands with Keith's family. We still want to know why nothing has been done and what's the next steps to get justice for Arthur, said Starr. No wonder he won. As for the next step, the family's attorney, Stanley Jackson, is working on that for the Cochran firm. We're at the point where we're wrapping up our investigation. We've talked with a lot of individuals who were not interviewed by the Attorney General. We will be using that information to move forward and seeking justice for Arthur Keith. And that's what Jackson said. So there you have it right there. So those are just some of the things that we were involved in. And we have stayed extremely busy. Even when I didn't plan on being busy, I'll be involved in being busy. Even though if you come down to Black on Black Crime headquarters this Wednesday, there's no meeting. That's still not going to stop me from being busy when I didn't plan on it, but it is what it is. And that's the way things go. Also, that grandchild or baby who had been assaulted by a babysitter, thankfully, thank the Creator, that they did pick up that babysitter. Father's Lives Matter was involved with that. I spent about an hour talking to a detective alongside the family. We did what we were supposed to do, and I'm so thankful for that. I'm very thankful. Because if not, it would have been interesting, very interesting. As I look down here, I just want to thank everybody who takes the time to listen, because you don't have to listen. You don't have to. You don't. But we appreciate the fact when you do. It means a lot. And like I say, it was very interesting. Black on Black Crime Incorporated, we celebrated my 6 years president of that organization. We had Alicia Kirkman and Latanya Goldsby show up from issue 24. And they did, even though they arrested the babysitter, Teresa Lawson, they let her go on bail, but at least she's been indicted for that whole thing. And we just stand with the family. You never know what you might end up involved in. You don't. You don't. You just do your best and hope and pray that when people need your help, you can be there for them. No matter what you may be going through in your own life, help will come at midnight. Help might be needed at 2 or 3 in the morning. Help might be needed at 5 or 6 in the morning. Help might be needed at 9 in the morning. So you have to pray for your own health and that you can assist other people, because people don't come to Black on Black Crime and say, hey, I just want to come through and tell you you're doing a phenomenal job. Keep up the good work, buddy. No, they come there because they need help, because other organizations, other groups, police, law enforcement have said, we can't help y'all. And so they come to us hoping for an answer. And our business is to hopefully, prayerfully be able to help them out no matter what. It's one of those things where if you don't watch out, you won't even get holidays off, because certain people will schedule protests on holidays. So I've had that happen, from General Donald Walker Brown to the founders. Say, we're getting out on New Year's Day, or we're doing this on New Year's Eve, or we're getting out on Christmas, and we're doing this for the community, blase, blase, everybody get out there. And they'll use even what my pastor, Pastor Reed, has said. What is, you know, the holiday to the slave? That's a deep statement. What is a holiday to black people, or people who are being done in consistently? That's why he will hold services on a holiday. He's like sitting back saying, yeah, I know it's a holiday, but, yeah, and it makes sense. And Frederick Douglass made that statement. Great Republican. People don't know that he was Republican, but it's the truth. I'm going to now take the chance to do what I need to do for the holiday. Let's play some classic Black House sound.
Way back. World is out of shape. Like, oh yeah, and the love is in our heart. It's right there. See, the world is out of shape. Like, oh yeah, and the love is in our heart. It's right there. See, the world is out of shape. Like, oh yeah, and the love is in our heart. It's right there. See, the world is out of shape. Like, oh yeah, and the love is in our heart. It's right there. Medication for cancer, but when it come to AIDS, politicians and doctors really don't have an answer. Another one smoking crack and got their hands up. Or alcoholic running around and throwing them bands up. They the ones that grew up with your demons and can't stand you. Law coming. Understand the shell of wealth, he and she want all the money.
shape. Like, oh yeah, and the love is in your heart. It's right there. See, the world is out of shape. Like, oh yeah, and the love is in your heart. It's right there. See, the world is out of shape. Like, oh yeah, and the love is in your heart. It's right there. See, the world is out of shape. Like, oh yeah, and the love is in your heart. It's right there.
Witnessing pain and the evil that these men do. You don't know me, you don't know what I have been through. You started out good but went down the wrong path. My homie took his life, I went out on the war path. Alcohol medicates the pain, I feel inside. I'm invincible, ain't no need to swallow pride. The streets is calling, ain't no time for me to praise God. Fast money, fast life, I don't need a job. I don't understand the problems I'm about to see. Can't nobody talk to me, I'm an OG. Eventually my anger leads me to my first case. My mama looking at me saying, man, what a waste. Hip-hop is calling me, but I'm too deaf to even answer. Bad decisions that I make is spreading like a cancer. Now you was talking to me, man, you gon' check me. If I don't show no love, how you gon' respect me? Fast forward to the day, yeah, I am better now. I'm a leader, yeah, I'm out here getting my cheddar now. The biggest problem is cause we don't love each other. Always love yourself and give props to your mother.
The world is out of shape, like, oh yeah, and the love is in your heart. It's right there. See, the world is out of shape, like, oh yeah, and the love is in your heart. It's right there.
Man, the world is out of shape. It ain't great, but I refuse to seal my fate in a hell's gate. I don't know the difference between real and fake and false traits and the definition of common theft on stealing tape. But what's the difference with real love and fake love? Do you get a welcome hug or death you slug one way or another? Your occupation, the bin book. When you let them up, all in your world, your name and blood. Why you telling people that you my cuz when you working for the fuzz? Trying to sting, I break my pockets like I got white devil drugs. I never flood that white cane. Only thing I flood is music, man, and spit that inspirational flow and hit the streets with a bang. It ain't my fault you let your career hang, being in the wrong gang. I was living my life through music, you was living yours in a fast lane. Yo, Ronnie B, tell this lame to get out the game. He visualized on what he saw through the windows of pain.
You see the world inside of shape. Like, oh yeah, and the love is in your heart. It's right there. See, the world is out of shape. Like, oh yeah, and the love is in your heart. It's right there. See, the world is out of shape. Like, oh yeah, and the love is in your heart. It's right there. See, the world is out of shape. Like, oh yeah, and the love is in your heart. It's right there.
She come to me like, well, when he get drunk, he think that somebody's stealing his music.
And a big shout out to Black House Sounds, the CEO and manager, Mr. Carl Powers III. I believe they had celebrated their 10th wedding anniversary around 2019. So this should be about their 12th year anniversary. I saw Carmen Classy Lee give a big shout out on that anniversary a couple of days ago. Also, before we leave up out of here, because I didn't do it, had to let people know that, well, there was just a whole lot of different things that had happened. Like, a couple weeks ago, Jeanette J. Stokes, wife of former Congressman Louis Stokes, who passed at the age of 83, towards the end of October, her husband had passed in 2015. As Jeanette J. Stokes' wife and life partner, former Congressman and civil rights champion Louis Stokes, who passed away peacefully on October 30th, 2021, at the age of 83. She was born to parents Thomas and Allie on February 26, 1938, in Trenton, New Jersey. Grew up with a dear sister and best friend, Arlene Dixon. As a child, at the age of 9 years old, Jay was diagnosed with rheumatic scarlet fever and confined to the University of Hospitals Rainbow Babies and Children's Hospital for 2 years of her young life. And then she went on to beat the illnesses as a fighter and was told that she would be unable to have children of her own after graduating from John Hay High School. And they say as a young African-American woman, she attended the Cleveland Institute of Art and explored various career pursuits from a position with the Cleveland Board of Education to a successful modeling career after attending the Arthur John School of Modeling in Cleveland, later teaching at the Earl Wheeler School of Modeling and the Billy Tilton Finishing School and Modeling Agency. And she is set up on a blind date at Cleveland's historic Caribou House with Lewis Stokes, a young lawyer, with three children. She would joke she was skeptical at first, an older man with three kids from a previous marriage. Nevertheless, she quickly fell in love with him, and they shared the drive, determination, and desire to make the world a more equitable place. 1960, at the age of 22, Jay married Lewis at East Mount Zion Baptist Church and became stepmother to three young children. In 1962, Jay beat the odds when she welcomed her own daughter, Lori, who went to have a successful national career in journalism. And despite her reluctance to be in the spotlight, Jay and Lou became a team, successfully campaigning for each of his 15 terms in Congress, attending every state dinner and political engagement, and forming powerful relationships of her own with world leaders. She attended Democratic conventions around the country, accompanied her husband on fact-finding Cottle's congressional delegations around the globe. From friendships with Presidents Lyndon B. Johnson and Jimmy Carter to audiences with Pope John Paul II, Jay carried out a role with the utmost grace and poise, and together she and Lou, whom she lovingly called Cap, were unstoppable. Jay was also a founding member of the Congressional Black Caucus Spouses Organization, which worked to enhance the conditions of minorities throughout the nation, and was a member of the Congressional Club, which sponsored the First Lady's Luncheon in honor of the wife of the sitting President of the United States. And she dedicated her life to her husband and her children. And they remember her fondly as a woman who wore many hats around the house. As her son remembered, I believe Chuck remembered, she could pick up a screwdriver and measuring tape to repair something at home 1 minute, only to be dolled up and fashionable for an event that evening. So there you go, right there. It's something that I had set up here, and I feel like, wow, I never touched anything that was going on, and I should have. So with that being said, I'm going to thank everybody who tuned in. Have a safe holiday. I'm going to go out, since it's sports-related, let's play something for that CMHA, Cleveland's Most Hated Artist album. Might as well, because this happened to be HJS Harold Stallworth beat, and it's called Finality. Mentions so many sports things. Hey, if we get through the whole song, cool. If not, hey, it's the end of the program. Got you. Peace.
This sounds just like the heartbeat. Finality. Number one contender, number one seed. Am I a bracket buster? Indeed. Top challenger and a title holder. Unified champion. All belts we own. Like the course, let's make it clear. You play 4 seasons, we play all year. UFC cage match with the referee. Go to Oakland, beat down little B. His rhymes are flimsy, my words linger. Championship ring, one for each finger. You get cheered, I'm earning cheers. I get dapped up each time I appear. Forget March Madness, I'm your round madness. Police union, they can't match this. My team is fun, blast it in your trunk. 1-3-7 shots won't stop my dunk. Mayor Jackson ain't earned respect. He'll get ripped doing a body check. My squad, my teammates, we go hard. Praise God, Yahweh, creator, Allah. Two-pointer, three-pointer, get respect. Swish, with the truth, nothing but net. Reigning champ, our goals held up. What goals? Keeping the truth amped up. Finality. Let's make it clear. We're like the finals all year.
The finality.
Let's make it clear. We're like the finals all year.
The finality.
Let's make it clear. We're like the finals all year.
The finality. like the funnels all year.
Packed up lyrics to maxed out shows. Wolf State Center, thousands from my flow. Arena floor, up and down the court. Banners hang high to show support to a man who came, saw, conquered. Sportsman of the year, with lyrics, I'm here. Title fight, I win the boxing match. Year-round heavyweight, I'm all that. Cheerleaders, they won't distract me. Man on a mission, innocent the street. I came in rough, just to clean it up. Not my fault, you are man enough. This music, hip-hop, is out of control. I'm a running back, watch me roll. On these whack rappers, in a steel cage. Hell in a cell, let them feel my rage. From the number one draft pick, me. Trade deadline is here, the MC. Fantasy League has high on the board. Since the fans know that I can score by saying something and staying real, I do that. Finality all year, dealing with violence, teach about life. Not too many can rhyme this night. Finality,
let's make it clear. We're like the finals all year.
The finality.
Let's make it clear. We're like the finals